similarities for real people or events is purely coincidental. The Crime Channel. All crime, all the time.
Excuse me, son, where'd you keep them antacids at?
That aisle, right-hand side, third shelf from the bottom. That'll be $372.
Aren't you a little young to be working the night shift, hombre?
A lot about my age.
How old are you, son?
14.
Shouldn't you be doing your homework for school or something?
Don't go.
Just sitting around reading Girls and Guns, smoking marijuana in the walk-in freezer and dreaming about pussy, huh?
How'd you know?
Been there.
Well, sometimes I watch TV.
Oh, yeah? What do you watch?
Like them reality kind of shows, like people get killed and stuff.
Tell me, son. You planning on selling cigarettes for the rest of your life?
I haven't really thought about it.
Guess you might have noticed that 45 laying on the counter there.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering about that.
Think you can grab it faster than me? Pretty damn good, small fry. Now, I want you to give me all that money out of that cash register.
Well, what about my gun?
It ain't loaded.
Well, hell.
Yeah, that's right. After you put the money in that smiley face bag, you can... hand me that night drop, too.
We ain't got no night drop.
Oh, now, you must think that I'm a lot stupider than I look, hombre, because I know that night drop turns over at exactly 1:35 a.m. Oh, and if you're thinking that armored car is going to be pulling up soon, and you might just be privy to a hellacious gunfight where yours truly just might buy the proverbial farm, you're dead wrong. Because right about now, the driver of the said vehicle will be pulling over to the side of the road to help a beautiful young lady in roadway distress.
Goodness, Mr. I am so glad you stopped. I was starting to get a little scared. What, me being out here all alone on the highway and such, with hardly anything on to protect me from the elements and such.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, wow. Wow. Look at all those tools. Ooh. I bet you had yourself a right good time. Handcuffs. I just love handcuffs.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hey, could I play with them? Come on, just for a little while. It might be fun, don't you think?
Okay.
Okay. Ooh, thanks. Wow. Boy, that is some mighty hard steel, isn't it? Mm. Ooh. Ooh, that's so... Ooh. Wow. Look at you. Such a big, big, strong man.
Oh, baby, ooh. Come to death!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, baby.
My cuffs, anytime you want.
Aren't you a live one? one. Gee whiz. But you know what? Baby, I just don't think I know you well enough to be sharing your saliva. Woo!
So he'll be unzipping his pants and wanking his hooter right about now and have a right fine story to tell the boys back at the beer bar, and I won't be having no trouble with the police. Right on time. That sounds pure music to my ears.
Gosh, mister, you sure know your convenience stores.
It's my business to know convenience stores.
Yes.
Okay, Squirt, fill up the rest of that smiley face bag, and I'll be on my way. Hey, how much money you figure is in this here smiley face bag?
Right about $500. What's this?
10% of the gross. Don't spend it all on dope.
Thanks. Hey, man, you forgot your gun.
It's yours, kid. Get your ass out of the rat race. That's right, son. You got yourself a real occupation.
Man, why are you giving me this gun?
Well, when I was your age, someone did the same for me. I was a lot like you, and he was a lot like me. Just returning the favor. I got two pieces of advice for you, small fry. Never believe a word anyone says, and never rob a store with a loaded gun. Never.
Yes, sir.
That way no one gets hurt.
Chose a life outside the law. They say, Waddy Watts, you're a smart man. Why do you feel you got to hold up every two-bit convenience store between Dallas and Tyler? And I say to them, you ever think to ask Merle Haggard or Loretta Lynn why they sing country? You ever wonder why Morrison became a rock star? Hell no. These things just happen. You see, I'm an artist. Whether it's cooking breakfast or ripping off convenience stores, I'm an artist. I Ching, Hexagram 29, the abysmal. Through repetition of danger, we become accustomed to it. Hexagram 3, difficulty at the beginning. To find one's place in the infinity of being, one must be able to both separate and to unite. You see, if you want something in life, you gotta go out there and take it. Nobody's gonna hand it to you on a plate. When I was a young boy, my granddaddy, who had been a professional bounty hunter, he said to me, he said, Watt, only two things you need in life to get by on this planet, love and a 45.
Well, howdy, young lady, and what is a fine-looking woman such as yourself doing on one of these dangerous, deserted backcountry Texas roads?
Hey, baby. Did you get us some grocery money?
I just might have. Perhaps you'd like to join me in my chariot for a little romp in the moonlight?
Perhaps I would.
Her name is Starling Cheatham. I'm Waddy Watts. We specialize in risk management.
Yeah.
You know what? I was just thinking something.
Oh, yeah? What were you thinking?
I was just thinking how today's gonna be the day.
Uh-huh. What day is that?
The day you make an honest woman out of me. Where's that damn ring?
Come on, Star. You've been saying that every day since you were 15. I tell you, huh? There ain't gonna be no ring today.
Mm-hmm. I know today's gonna be the day. It is. And, I think I'm gonna have to tickle you to death until you ask me the big question. And if that doesn't work, I'm gonna hold that gun up to your head till you ask me what I like. Huh? Did you hear that?
I don't want to hear it, baby.
No, please. Huh? No, wait, wait. Who is that? Go see who that is.
Oh, shit. Okay, rain down on the bus. Come on, little buddy.
Oh, creepy! You pissing again?
Drink it up. Hey, you fucking
Well, if it ain't my two favorite homicidal maniacs, Creepy Cody and Dinosaur Bob. How you boys doing?
What, eh, what? I hope we didn't wake you too early this fine Tejas morning.
Yeah, we, been partying all night.
Yeah, I see you boys looking properly pinned this morning.
Oh, man, we've been in a different time zone.
Yeah, for us it's over, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, it ain't 4 o'clock in the afternoon for me, boys.
We didn't think so, Woody.
What you doing to my tomatoes, man?
He's watering them.
Yeah, well, I eat those tomatoes, assholes.
Yeah, well, we stopped by to
remind you that today is payday for pickerel.
Why don't you two speed freaks get lost? I haven't even eaten my breakfast yet.
You know, I hate breakfast. It makes me want to puke.
Hey, you just... Go on back to what it was you were doing. How's that pussy?
I don't think I caught you meaning there, Bob. At least for your sake, I hope I didn't.
Hey, we just came by to remind you that today Pecoro wants his fucking money.
And you know how Pecoro can get.
Get the $2,000.
You get the money, fucker.
I got your money, boys. Just need to retrieve it.
Oh, that's good. We'll go see you again sooner or later.
Sooner than later.
Two asshole Bible salesmen.
What they want?
Save my soul.
Hey. Hey. Why don't you come over here and hold me?
Uh-huh.
Do you love me, Walt?
More than anything, hon.
More than your car likes oil?
More than my car likes oil.
More than a preacher loves God?
More than Jimmy Swagger loves to sweat.
Well, I think you better kiss me then, huh? Is that who I think it is?
Yeah.
You promised me you weren't going to have anything more to do with him, Watt. Vin, you promised me.
Oh, well, hey now, baby. I gotta make car payments now, don't I?
Yeah, well, I told you I didn't want any more of your goddamn prison buddies over at the house, especially not him. Why can't y'all meet at a pool hall or something?
I told him to call me if he had any leads.
Yeah, well, why can't he use the damn phone,
huh? Because he thinks all the lines are bugged.
Well, look, I don't like him, okay? He's a drug addict and an asshole, and he's a male chauvinist pig.
Would you keep your voice down, Star? He's gonna hear you.
Now listen,
all I want is a little financial solvency. I told Billy to come by if he had anything cooking. There's just some things, baby, that you just don't understand.
Hey, well, you understand this, all right? You're not going to let that asshole in this house. Well, I'm serious. Don't let him in here. What? Fuck.
It's about time, Hoss. Woo! How you doing there, Waddy?
All right, good.
Oh, goddamn. Good. No.
Starlene. How are you?
You know, you looking awful pretty today. Hurts me. But you know, you always look real good to me. You know that, don't you?
You look the same as you always do, Billy. And I can't say that I like it that much.
Hey, Star, let me ask you a question.
I probably couldn't stop you now, could I, Billy?
How come you don't like me so much, huh? I mean...
Because you're scum. Pure and simple. Whitey might not see it, but I do. You're a piece of white trash. And I don't trust you for as far as I can toss you.
God damn it, I know you won't have sex with me.
Yeah, you want sex with that man.
Woo!
God damn! Too sassy.
Hey, Waddy, what's up?
What's going on, Billy?
Oh, nothing. You know, she just joke around me like she always does. Hey, man, I'm having me a good fucking day today. You interested in making best score of the year?
Tell me about it in the car, okay?
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm gonna see you later, honey.
I'm gonna be going, okay?
Hey. Just don't do anything stupid, all right?
Take a look at that.
That ain't for me, is it?
No, it's not for you, you stupid asshole. It's a wedding ring.
Waddy, did you go out and take a stupid pill?
And what do you mean by that, man?
Just what I said.
Well, what are you saying by saying that, man?
What the fuck are you saying?
Hey, fuck you, man. I got no time for your bullshit here. I got a problematic situation going on. Borrowed $2,000 from Father Pecro to buy that wedding ring.
See? You're a stupid asshole.
Yeah, well, I couldn't help it, man. It was on sale.
Well, how much of the money do you have?
$450.
Bitch whip, man. You fucking bitch whip.
Yeah, well, if I don't get that money into Pecker, I'm gonna be wiping you with the same hand. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it looks like you're in a world of shit, partner.
Uh-huh.
But, today just happens to be your lucky day.
Yeah, what's the score, baby boy?
I found us a choice fucking spot, man. Over in Creedmoor by the box factory.
You mean that bait shop's got the orange knee-high sign?
I'm not talking about that fucking place. I'm talking about a place about 100 yards over.
Oh, you mean that place got the real good hot links there?
It's got a big red billboard.
Yeah, well, what about that place, man? It's too penny any bullshit.
Just hold on to your horses, Waddy, okay? Have you no faith in me? I've been getting real sweet on the girl who works the day shift. She told me that the owner's getting himself a brand new bass boat, okay?
Oh, well, that's badass, Billy. You know, I'm a little happy for him. There's some damn good fishing around here, but what the fuck do I need with a friggin' bass boat?
He's buying the boat with cash, Waddy. He's got it locked up in the safe because he thinks his wife's gonna take it. Go out on the shopping spree. I mean, you know how them bitches get. He's all paranoid. The fucking money's right there in the safe.
Yeah, well, how much money do you figure he's got in there, man?
What I'm figuring is $10,000, man.
10 grand.
hell did you get these?
I got them at the discount store, man. I'm bargaining with them.
All right, John, just give me my gun. Okay, Billy, let's check to make sure these babies ain't loaded.
Check.
Check.
Hey, man, you sure you don't want any of this?
I don't think it's such a good idea for you to be doing that shit before a job.
It cleans out my brain.
Yeah, it turns your brain into chewing gum.
Hey, look it, I'm cool.
Yeah, well, you better be cool, man. You ready?
Going on green light, Dad, yeah.
Let's go.
Okay, honey, just remain real calm. I'm here to rob this place, and I aim to do it right. Give me all your money.
Look at the fun in my hands. Y'all say this is a robbery? Could I tell you one? Y'all say there's money? There ain't no money. So why don't you two joke us? Get lost.
Oh, man, she's high as a kite. What the hell is going on, huh?
Okay, lady. Now, you just tell me where the money is, and we'll get it ourselves, okay?
Hey. Can't you? Wanna get high with me?
You do not wanna fuck with me, lady. Now, you tell me where that money is, the money for the freaking basketball. Where the hell is it?
I told you! I put all the money in my mainland.
Quit fucking around with us, you stupid bitch! I know there's some fucking money in here for some goddamn basketball, and you better get out the fucking safe now! Fucking great, that is fucking beautiful, man. She is beating your face, Billy, you stupid asshole. Why? You hear that fucking sirens? What the fuck did you do? You fucking turn the fucking alarm? You stupid fucked up bitch.
Fuck me again like you did last night.
You called the cops, you fucking fucked up bitch.
What the hell are you doing?
Cunt. She see my fucking face, what? What the fuck? The cops are on their fucking way. You see my fucking face, bitch? She see my fucking face, what? She see my fucking face. You saw my fucking face.
Calm down, man. Just calm the fuck down, okay?
God, really, man, you done fucked up now. You see my fucking face. You fucked up.
Town. It's the fucking cops, and you just blew your girlfriend's brains all over the fucking place.
It's on my face.
Shut up, man. Now, I'm not leaving here without the money, so you gotta go get it. Now! Find that fucking money!
Oh.
Come on, man.
Please, get off of me! Why did she doesn't look good?
Hurry up, Billy! Hurry up, man!
I got it!
Get out of here now!
stupid fucking bitch! 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 Why did you have to fucking... I killed her! Fuck! Woody! Woody! Woody, I did a bad thing, Woody!
Up until now, I had always considered myself happy. I had a beautiful girlfriend, a car, and a trailer home. But at this moment, I knew my life had taken an unwelcome turn. I'd been a con and a thief for 25 years, but I never hurt no one. Billy had violated the code. He had packed a loaded gun.
Yeah.
Speed snorting psychopath sitting next to me had interrupted the flow of my happiness. He had killed someone in my presence, and in all likelihood, my life had been fucked.
Hey, I'm hungry, man. I think I need to eat. I need to get me some breakfast.
Billy, you are crazy.
You're gonna take me to some fucking breakfast, and you're gonna pay for it now. You got that fucking right?
No! Really fucked up.
Just eat your damn eggs.
They're gonna find me. You know they fry for that shit. They won't fry me. Remember when we was back in Huntsville? They fried clams. I know you remember that fucking smell. You could hear it screaming all the way down the goddamn cell block. His eyes were coming out of his fucking head.
Shut the fuck up, man. They ain't gonna do shit.
No, they will. I got my prints all over that damn safe. Hell, you didn't do shit, man. You're practically in the clear. They'll probably let you off on fucking probation.
Shut the fuck up, man. Okay, man, we're getting out of here right now before somebody calls the freaking cops, man. Come on, let's go.
We're not going nowhere until I finish my damn breakfast.
Oh, Christ, Billy, you put that fucking thing away, man.
Okay. I want you to take your car keys, and I want you to drop them fuckers in my plate now.
You're crazier than the road, Lizard Billy.
Yeah, maybe I am, but I ain't going back to that place. And I ain't going to that fucking chair. I'm gonna go down south, take that money, go get me some top shelf fucking margaritas down there in Mexico. Because I know what you do. You and your stupid cunt girlfriend, you'd probably take that money and you'd turn me in, wouldn't you? I know that's what you do. I'm not a stupid man. Now you take them keys out your pocket and you put them on my plate now before I paint the fucking wall with the backside of your head. No!
You, Billy. Have a nice day.
Run, Waddy, run! I don't even know what's coming to me! And there ain't no squid in every bed! You better watch your back!
I figured that Billy Mack would probably bleed to death at some rest stop off the highway. I regretted having to fork him in the neck, but I swear to God he would have shot me if I hadn't. I'd often liked Billy, but he was crazy, and I hoped that he was killed.
Where the hell is it?
Well, what the hell happened?
The job got fucked! Fucking Billy shot a cattle. Then he made me take him to breakfast, and then he tried to kill me, so I stuck a fork in his neck. I'm not sure if I killed him or not. In any case, I got the money, but we gotta go on a little vacation.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did I just hear you say that you think that y'all might have killed someone?
I didn't kill anyone. Billy killed that kind of girl, except for maybe I might have killed Billy. I'm not really sure.
Well, maybe might have. What the hell are you saying?
I told you I stuck a fork in his neck, and it looked to me like he's getting ready to bleed to death sometime in the not-so-distant future.
Well, what'd you do that for?
I told you, because he killed that kind of girl, and it looked like he was getting ready to kill me!
Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe that asshole actually killed someone.
Well, he sure as hell did, and we sure as hell got to get the hell out of Dodge pronto until things cool off a bit.
You got the money?
It's in the car.
Where are we going to go?
Well, I was thinking Mexico sounds pretty good. How about you?
Mexico? What, are you shitting me? You going to take me to Mexico? Oh, my God, that'd be so much fun. Maybe we can practice our Spanish.
We sure can.
Well, what should I bring? I mean, well, what's the weather like right now in Mexico, huh?
Hot.
Well, I guess I don't have to bring very much then, do I?
Hey.
What?
You know you don't have to come with me, Star.
Baby, I'd follow you to Oklahoma.
You mean that, baby?
I sure as hell do.
Well, all right.
What?
Really?
What?
Oh, come on. No, I just want to take a picture of you and remember your face. Come on.
Oh, you know what I'm doing,
lady. You make me feel so good.
Sole reason why the good Lord put me on this earth, baby.
Well, I apologize for the rude interruption, ma'am. You should not be hanging around with this larcenous variety of white trash. Well, well. But isn't my favorite ex-convict, Whitey Watts.
Why, Ranger X, what a pleasant surprise. I'm so glad you could stop on over. But seeing as how you don't have a warrant of some sort, I'm afraid I'm going to have to cut our visit a little short.
Oh, how thoughtless of me, Watts. I plumb forgot all about my warrant. Here, let me reacclimate your private
you
story.
Motherfucker!
Oh, easy there. Mrs. Simp just had himself 4 cups of that Italian coffee. He's a little twitchy.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, ooh, I bet that hurts pretty good there, huh, cowboy? What with all that go-go juice swollen up in your little cojones? Yeah, me and Simp, we just cruising the neighborhood, and knowing your feelings towards Robin and Steven, we just stopped on in to have us a little chat.
Yeah, well, I've been living the straight and narrow, so why don't you take your chicken-fried crypto-fascist ass out of my fucking house before I call the cops?
We are the cops, you brains. You know what it feels like to hold a loaded gun right up to a punk's head?
I don't really like guns.
Feels real good. I guess you wouldn't be knowing nothing about a particularly messy convenience store job over in Creedmoor. Yeah, the way I see it, a few jokers went in there looking for a big score and lost their cool and blew a 2x2 hole in the back of one pretty little cashier's head. Now, normally, this would just be another big night in Texas. But it just so happens the cashier was a local sheriff's little girl. You know what that makes her, Watts? Huh? Very bad trip. A very bad trip for whoever pulled that trigger. And seeing as the sheriff of Creedmoor happens to be my brother,
Well, what do you think that makes that dead little girl to me, Watts? Huh? Huh?
Your wife.
Hey, Whitey!
That's right. That makes her my niece. And what does that mean? Well, it means I might just have to smoke the low-rent punk that blew her away. And seeing as I got my sights on you, you might want to consider something very seriously. You see, I'm on the right side of the law. That means I can get away with murder. Of course, you being on the wrong side, that puts you in rather a bad pinch now, don't it? I could smell that job all over you, Watts. Like a six-day-old pair of underwear.
I didn't do shit, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Mark.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch! I'll take your life, I swear to God!
Beautiful. It's so fucking pretty.
Heading to San Antonio to say goodbye to Star's parents, and I just couldn't get the image of old Clarence out of my head. Billy had been right. Once you smell someone frying, you can't ever think clearly again. Before all this happened, I'd entertained notions in my head of moving out of Texas with Star as my wife and trying to make a straight go of it. I'd begun to feel that luck was an unrenewable resource and my days as a felon were numbered. If we made it across the border, I would definitely entertain the notion of taking up auto mechanics, which is the only other thing I know how to do. I didn't feel much for the cops that we'd killed. They would have done the same thing to us and walked away smiling.
My
Miss Cheatham?
Yes.
Hi, this is Woody. Woodpeck. I'm a friend of your daughter's.
Darlene? You're a friend of Darlene? Well, we haven't had or heard of her in a long while. Hello?
Down a bit, please, Star. Now, there's something I want to ask you, Star.
Well, ask it.
Well, I just don't know what the future will hold, and if I should ever end up face down in the narrow grave, well, I just don't know what you'd do.
Yeah?
Well, there's something I just need to know. There's something I just got to ask you.
Yeah?
Starling, you know I love you, baby. I'd go to hell and back just to see you smile. I know you'd do the same for me.
Yeah.
This just in. The killers of two Texas Rangers found in a trailer home in East Texas have been identified as Waddy Watts and Starlene Cheatham. They are described as a Caucasian male and female in their early 20s and are suspected to be driving a blue 1972 Plymouth Roadrunner. If you have any information related to this insidious, senseless, and violent crime, please call 1-800-4-CRIME. Now, back to the hits that made America great.
Starlene?
Yeah.
Will you marry me?
Watford Reynolds Watts, I sure as hell won't marry you right here and now.
Oh, goddamn! All right, my buddy's gonna marry me!
I can't believe it.
Look at what I got you, sweetheart.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You got me a ring! It's for me!
Uh-huh.
So beautiful. Look at it. Would you look at that? It even looks like real diamonds and everything.
Well, they are. I drove clear over to Tyler to get them.
Baby, how did you ever afford to buy this for me?
I've been saving up.
To begin with the ceremony?
We are, Your Honor.
Okay, kids, here we go. Now, do you,
Watford Reynolds Watts.
Watford Reynolds Watts. Take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife.
I do.
And do you,
Waddy and Starlene, crazed killers with drop-dead good looks, murderers, movie stars, or both? Next on Crime Spree.
I'm awfully sorry to be pointing this here gun at you, Justice Thurman, sir, but it looks like we're wanted, and I want to marry this girl right here and now. Looks like it's going to have to be a shotgun wedding, hon.
And what if I say no?
Then I'd probably have to shoot you dead.
So, where were we in the ceremony?
Well, I just said I do.
Right. Do you,
Starlene Case Chief.
Yeah, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband.
I sure as hell do.
Well, then, here, give her the ring, son.
Oh, well, thank you very much there, Justice Sermon, sir. Here you go there, sweetheart.
The crime.
Bride, may, America's
only
cable
TV station dedicated to criminals and the people.
Oh, hey, don't you try anything now, Justice Sermon, sir.
All crime, all the time.
Okay, what? Smile.
Okay.
Here, you don't mind taking one of us right quick before we tie your arms?
I guess not.
Thank you, sir. I feel real bad about this, Judge Thurman, but I can tell you that you have performed a most gracious and noble deed.
Yeah, and don't think we don't appreciate your cooperation, Justice, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, one more time.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I mean, we can't rightly be spending our honeymoon in the slammer now, can we?
Yeah, well, they don't let you have sex in the slammers.
Oh, Justice Thurman, sir, I'm just going to have to disconnect your phone, but I'm going to put it in the bushes, okay, so you can retrieve it later on.
Makes sense, I guess.
Hey, can I get you a book or something to read or something like that?
If you could turn me toward the television, I'd be much obliged.
Okay, count of three, baby, all right? One, two, three. There we go. Oh, now, Justice Thurman, sir, this is something I'm really going to hate to have to do, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to do it. You just tell me if it feels real uncomfortable there, okay? Does that feel okay?
Jim, honey, look at him.
Yeah, well, I'm afraid we're going to have to get going, but, oh, I'm going to have to steal your car, but I'm going to be leaving you mine, okay? So, she's a 1972 Plymouth Roadrunner. She's a beaut, so we'll consider this more an affair exchange, okay? Now, you just take it real good care of, okay? She's a collector's item. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for making our relationship legal. We won't ever forget this moment.
Boy, we are shooting both barrels on this one. Five full-cut diamonds. This is a fancy-cut Mozambique, rich and dynamic and red in color.
Fast and keep doing it hard. Make sure you get them wings right, okay? Got it.
You're so radical, man.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Look, I gotta concentrate here on the pain, okay?
Well, I'm gonna go to the store and get me some K1 and some cigarettes.
Good. Sorry about all the blood, man. I never done a head before. Yeah, a lot of blood in the head. You eat me on that one.
Yeah, whatever, man. But there is.
Ow!
What the fuck are you doing, man?
Sorry, man. Ow! See, now, I guarantee you don't want to fuck with me.
Is that right?
Shh! What the fuck are y'all doing here?
Giving you a tattoo, baby. Now sit your ass back down in this chair so I can finish what he started. Creepy.
Hey, what the fuck is up with you guys? You think you can just come into my place and start fucking with the customers, huh?
That is exactly what I think.
Do you have a problem with that? No, you guys are cool.
Sit down and don't speak till you're spoken to.
Billy.
I almost didn't recognize you, Bill. Nice tattoo.
Thank you.
You know, believe it or not, I used to be quite an artist with a needle in all sorts of ways. Put a needle in my hand, I'm a regular Victor Van Gogh.
Van Gogh cut his own ear off.
That's right, creepy. Bet you didn't know that, Billy.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
I think I missed a spot.
You drive fast, Billy. Yeah, real fast.
Oh, but I admire that in a man. I like a man who dances with speed. Hey, how is that crystal treating you?
Look, it's fucking great. I know you guys always done me right.
That's right. We always done you right. Shut up, creepy.
Hey, I didn't do that, Billy. Now what? Creepy meant to say here, Billy, is that we always considered you to be a good friend. We've done a lot of nice things for you. And it's only logical that we'd expect that you do the same for us. Now, don't you think that's logical, Billy?
Yeah, I think that's fucking logical.
Now, why were you driving so fast to San Antone? You got some family down here?
I came here to get a breakfast taco. What the fuck is it to you?
You know what, Billy? I don't like your tone of voice. This wouldn't have nothing to do with Watty Watson, that little job y'all pulled off over in Creedmoor, would it?
We're looking for Watty. We want to see if he can give us a hand with this little problem that we're having.
You know what? That is too fucking bad, because I haven't seen that son of a bitch in a month.
That is not the answer that I wanted to hear.
That's not the answer we wanted to hear, asshole!
Whoops, wrong place.
Hey, up against the wall, bitch!
Sweetheart, you sit down next to Tattoo Joe over there real quiet like that is if you want to retain that full figure of yours.
You guys mind if I smoke?
Hey, smoke it up, honey. Creepy, lock the door and turn off the neon. Billy. I have something to confess to you. I lied about being a tattoo artist and all. I really don't know what the hell I'm doing with this thing.
Oh, fucking shit.
It's getting a little unsanitary, don't you think?
Yeah.
But the lure of the arts has always held sway over me, and I would be glad to continue. That is, if you don't want to tell me the right answers to my questions. Now, you want to tell me the right answers, don't you, Billy?
Yeah, I guess so. Billy, you got to let me get a piece of that action.
Oh, hey, all we want is what we're owed. Plus a little interest.
Yeah, a little interest.
Come on, Billy. Let's get out of this piss hole.
Wait a minute.
I want to give you something. You look a little puckered out. Rig! It's going to perk you up. This is extra special stuff.
Yeah, we've been on it all week. It'll develop your killer instinct.
Oh, bullseye. I'm going to fill you with love. 1,003. Are you ready to rock, Billy?
I'm going on the green light,
60s. Virgil was born poor, and when he read that the government was paying students at the university to participate in experiments with psychedelic drugs, he volunteered. They dosed him with something called BZ. Virgil lost it. He won a huge settlement in court, which allowed him to live well without working. Later in his life, Virgil lost the function in his legs due to an amphetamine addiction he acquired while trying to lose weight so that he could avoid the draft during Vietnam. He threw a clot and lost the use of his legs. But Star's parents have never been addicts. They're just handicapped suburban hippies.
What is it?
It's a far-out trip.
Well, gee, thanks, Hattie. God, I mean, maybe you shouldn't have, huh?
Thank you kindly, Virgil. See, me and Star, we're heading down south to Mexico for a long-term honeymoon.
Well, so what have you kids been up to today?
Well, we killed two cops on the way over here, and we got married, and we saw ourselves on TV for the first time.
Oh, my goodness, that does sound like a full day. Starlene, I swear to goodness, you ought to be a fiction writer. Oh, God, I mean, you just got the weirdest way of talking,
Well, I hate to be rushing things, but me and Star, we're on a particularly tight timetable.
I'm in about nine.
We kind of got to get going.
Well, at this hour? Y'all just got here.
Mama, it's my wedding night.
Ready for a little sex, huh?
Mom!
Goddamn, baby!
God!
Well, your daddy and me want you guys to have this as a stake for your future.
What is it? Holy shit, Mom, that's $30,000.
Your dad's been saving up. That settlement pays us pretty damn good, right?
Woo! Daddy!
We're just happy knowing that y'all have it.
Well, I don't know how to thank y'all. It's about the nicest thing anyone's ever done for us.
Yeah. Well, Mexico's calling.
Yo vivo por rojo grande!
What's that mean, Thay?
I live for Big Red. It's all I know in Spanish.
Pull her out.
Hey. Maybe we ought to stop off in one of them small towns. We could hole up in one of them little motels. And maybe you could give me something that I kind of need.
Yeah? What's that?
I think you know.
Oh, well, why don't you pull out that road map there and find out where the hell we are, where the hell we ought to be.
I love being on the run with you, Watt. Covering the great state of Texas like tornadoes. Drinking that cheap diner coffee with my dear creamer. running from the cops, running from the feds. But they'll try and stop us, you know. They'll try and hold down on Watt and Starling, but they can't. Because we're movie stars. Desperados and outlaws on the road to freedom. I swear to God, we remind me of Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty. I swear to God, it's gonna be just like the movies, Walt. Just like the movies. Thank God we brought the Polaroid.
Everybody, gets caught and killed in those movies, Star.
Summer's upon us. And as we all know, the season brings with it a heat wave of robbery, assault, rape, and murder. Remember, folks, the only thing standing between you and the criminal vermin out there on the streets are your doors. So secure those doors with the best. Titanium-coated explosive deadbolts from Hyperlock. Don't stay home without them.
Next on Suburban Menace, a retired school teacher buys a gun and gets even with the vicious punks who put her in a wheelchair, teaching them a deadly lesson. On the Crime Channel, all crime,
they forgot something.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Yep.
Howdy, Miss Tatum. I'm a friend of your daughter's. We had summer camp together. These are my friends Bob and Creepy. Can we have a moment of your time?
Okay, you can do it to me now.
We swear on the sacrament of our own blood that we will die before falling into the hands of the law. Cause dying free is better than living in a cage. Now we're burning.
Give me my love, then 7 days a week.
damn, there's nothing good on. Fucking cable's going to the fucking dogs.
Remember, Thaline, I'm gonna take this gun out your face when you're ready to say something, okay?
Damn it, Virgil, why can't you tell me how this thing works? It's the coolest thing I've ever seen. What? Hey, speak up. I can't hear you. Oh, yeah. Virgil! Shame on you! I love this thing. Hey, Creepy, we ought to set you up with one of these.
Suck it, Bob.
Okay. Now, Virgil, I want to talk to you, man, the hippie. Now, I know that you don't want to see pretty, trippy, Thaline's brains blown out all over the place, and I want you to know something. I am a man of honor. I have never hurt a bitch unless she had it coming to her. Now, you know that we are looking for Waddy Watts.
Yeah, we want to see if he can give us a hand with this little problem that we're having.
That is right. Helping hand, and I was hoping that you would also give us a hand with the same situation. More specifically, I was hoping that you would give us a finger.
It's like someone turned the volume down on his ass.
He's flipping me.
Hey, maybe we ought to let her talk. She's all crying and shit.
Fuck you, Billy! What is with you? Yours were a little fucking bleeding heart, weren't you? But I guess that's a good thing for you and Virgil, huh, Stanley? Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. Sure. Go ahead, let her talk to me.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit! I'll kill you! I'll kill you if you touch him! If you touch him, I'll kill you, you bastard!
Tell me. Where they went.
No! No!
Finger, Virgil.
Oh, my
hey.
God. No.
Hey.
No. No.
Hey.
No. Oh, my God. I'm probably in Mexico by now. You fucking little shit. Oh, fuck you.
Thank you. Thank you. You fuck off of me. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Creepy, get that Eisenhower out of your pocket. I want to play a game with y'all. Doesn't that sound fun? See, Creepy here, he's going to throw that coin up in the air. Billy boy, we're going to call it. And if he gets it right, then you all get to live. Doesn't that sound fair? Huh? All right, Creepy. Chuck it. Call it, Billy.
Heads.
Tails. Y'all lose.
Oh, shit. There's that son of a bitch's girlfriend on the goddamn TV.
Patching into a live, on-the-air interview with Starlene. Starlene, are you there?
Uh-huh, sure I am.
How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Look, I just want to call up and let all our fans know that we did what we had to do for love. And look, we're not bloodthirsty killers, we're just newlyweds. And hey, I sincerely apologize to the families of those cops that got killed and everything, but look, they were... and look, we only killed one. He accidentally shot another one, so I just wanted to check. And I also want to say hello to my parents.
Exclusive on-the-air live telephone interview with Starlene Cheatham on the Crime Channel. Tough people, tough news, tough reporting. We'll be right back.
Trip on this thing.
Cross your fucking mind, because I swear to God I will cure it with a bullet.
I ain't thinking about nothing, all right?
What is that smell? Oh, God damn, that stinks. You tell him, Bob. You tell him, man. You're going to make it. You'll make it, Bob. You'll make it because you got to make it. Right? Bob?
I don't pay no union dues. I smoke cool stogies. I have found
Bob.
Short, but not too big.
You okay, Bob?
I'm a man of means.
Bob, what's happening? Bob, just that. Oh, man. Why'd you say that to me, man? Why'd you have to say that? I was just trying to do the right thing, Bob. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Bob died, Billy.
That's just too fucking bad, creature.
Because I don't fucking like you. No!
King of the road.
Cool nickel-plated 45 burning into my hand. I prayed that I wouldn't have to shoot no one with it, but I knew that I'd kill 12 men dead before I'd ever let Star face the cold steel bars of a jail cell.
Okay, baby, this is it. We gotta go. We'll cast a check. We'll cross the border. We'll be sipping margaritas by sunset.
Baby?
Yeah?
I was having a dream about you.
Good dream?
Mm-hmm. We were movie stars.
Mm-hmm. You're the movie star, baby. Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Mm-hmm. I guess you got a pretty good idea how to use this.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Yeah. Well, you just remember what you promised, okay?
Yeah.
All right, come on, baby. Move those sweet little cheeks, because we got abdominals.
You make sure you get them traveler's checks, okay? We don't want to get ripped off.
Okay.
Hey, be cool, baby.
What? I was born to be cool.
Did you ever have the sensation that there were eyes in the back of your head? And those eyes were looking at something that was looking at you, and you didn't quite know what it was they were looking at, but you knew that it was something. I just kept telling myself that life has only as many pressures as you create for it. And I was concentrating extra hard on minimizing ours.
Why were you running like that?
Like what?
Like a bat out of hell. What about them cops?
What about them? They was making a deposit. To bank.
But they didn't see you or nothing?
Yeah, they winked at me. Oh, God, it was so easy, Bob. Easy as pie.
Goddamn, would you get in the fucking car, man? I almost blew the whole fucking place up. Goddamn, Star.
Sorry.
look.
Yeah, I can see it's lovely.
Isn't it good luck to pass in front of a funeral procession?
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, shit!
What?
We're out of film.
So?
I can't believe I let you talk me into this story. This is a bad fucking idea.
You just simmer down. Worry. We don't do this now. It's just gonna take a minute.
Well, I'm gonna wait outside.
Fine.
24 hours a day. All crime.
Hi there.
Patty.
I want me 3 cartons of that Polaroid 600 film, please.
Yes, ma'am. Instant happiness.
Yeah.
Just a minute. I'll go to the back and get it.
Okay.
Three stars or both? You decide. Have you seen these allegedly larcenous lovelies? This just in. We have the results of the Waddy and Starlene telephone poll. And 75% say the two misguided lovebirds are innocent.
What the hell are you doing?
I just wanted to see if we won them polls, honey.
Here you go, ma'am.
Thank you.
Polaroid film. Mostly just TV repairs in this store.
Really? Yeah.
You gonna take some pictures of yourself?
Hey, mister, can I have your autograph?
What are you talking about, kid? What the hell do you want my autograph for?
Because you're on TV, mister.
Here you go, man. We gotta go. Now!
What's your fucking problem?
That is my fucking problem!
Oh.
Hey, you guys, what about your change?
Hey, consider it a bonus, okay, son? Merry fucking Christmas!
Thanks.
Don't you make me drop this film.
Fucking idea, Star. We almost got made in there.
I know, honey, but we got the film.
Fuck the film! The fucking film almost fucked us permanently. I wouldn't put the fucking possibility of it fucking us further out of your fucking mind.
6 times. You just said fuck or fucking 6 times in 3 sentences.
Oh, great.
What?
Oh, great. It's the fucking cops. Okay, Star. We're gonna play this real cool. Cool as ice cream. This guy probably doesn't even know who the hell we are.
Excuse me, sir. I have to tell you that I noticed your registration sticker's going to expire this month.
Oh, well, you don't say. Honey, didn't I tell you about that just the other day?
You sure did, sweetheart. And I put that check in the mail just like you told me.
Well, you see, officer, there you go. We got everything in motion. This car should be legalized in mere days. And you can rest assured, officer, that we'll do our part in keeping the rules and regulations that make this country great.
Well, y'all have a good day now.
You too now.
Drive safe now.
Okay now.
Okay,
bye bye now.
Nice.
Thank God he's gone.
I hope y'all don't mind me asking, but hadn't I seen you somewhere before?
I don't think so.
No, I swear to God, y'all look so familiar to me.
Oh, I don't think so,
no,
honey.
And we got to be going. We're going to be late for church now.
I swear to God, I could have sworn I seen you on the TV. Okay. I know where I seen you guys now.
Honey, what's he doing?
I'm real sorry, y'all, but I'm going to have to ask you to get out of the car real slow-like. Put your hands on your head.
I'll just shot that cop.
Start driving your next fuckface.
Jeez, Billy Mac, what the fuck are you doing here, man?
I'm not really having a very good day today, so don't fuck around with me, okay?
You look like such a fucking loser with that tattoo, Billy Mac. And I bet I can pull this trigger faster than you can. What do you say?
put that damn gun down, Star, before I get killed.
Nobody, you put your gun down. Look, I know what I'm doing here, okay?
But after Billy blows my fucking head off, it won't matter much to me what you're doing now, will it?
Well, why do you have to point that gun at me for, huh?
I don't know, baby. Just instinct, I guess.
Well, for your information, I was only gonna blow his damn brains out on your account.
You guys better shut the fuck up before I kill both of you, okay?
Oh, yeah, Billy Mac. And how are you gonna kill both of us, huh?
Yeah, Billy, you may kill me before she kills you, and you may not, but you're bound to die either way.
You guys are fucking crazy.
All right, everybody, just calm the fuck down here, okay, Billy? You don't want to kill us, and we don't want to kill you, especially not with the cop line here and everyone all around, so why don't we just put our guns down real easy on the count of three, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, all together. One. Two. Three.
Remember that I can kill one of y'all before the other one get to me. Then y'all be separated. Ooh. Drive the fucking car.
Putting on makeup. In case we get killed over there, I want to make damn sure I look good for those cameras. You just remember, Billy Mac, if you gotta die, die good.
Alto!
How are you doing today?
Hi. Oh, well, we're doing just right fine there, hombre. Right, guys?
That's right, honey. Hombre means man.
Yeah, yeah, and we're all real excited about practicing our Spanish. Señor.
Oh, that was good.
Right, guys?
Si.
Si.
And what are you going to be doing in the Queen of Mexico today?
Oh, you know, buying stuff.
Yeah, we can go shopping, you know, get some little piñatas and stuff like that, you know, a couple of those little things. Oh, my God! Oh my God, you guys, look what I did. Oh my God, look what I did. Did you see what I did? Oh my God.
Okay, if you go on now there, senor.
Have a good day in Queen of Mexico.
Gracias.
Otro lado, para un rato de placer, no se enojen por mí.
I'll blow her fucking brains out. Give me that fucking gun. Drop it. Come on. Why'd he drop that fucking gun, man?
Don't do it, Billy. Don't fucking do it, man.
You know, I'm real proud of you guys. You did real good back there. Almost feel like we're a team again. I almost feel bad about what I gotta do.
You don't have to do anything, Billy.
No, I fucking do have to do something, asshole. See, because I got all these voices in my head.
What are they saying to you, Billy?
Sweetheart, you're giving me a blowjob. Party's over, kids. Where's the fucking money?
It's in the trunk, man. You don't want to hurt her. I'm the one you want.
I know that, man. I'm not fucking stupid. Goddamn, I'm the king of Mexico. I'm the king of the fucking world.
Can we just talk? Huh, Billy? Just you and me, man. Just you and me.
You know I'll fucking blow her brains out right now.
You don't want to hurt her, man. You don't want to hurt Starlene. She's your friend, man. We're all friends. We're just a little high-strung right now. This is a high-pressure situation. But remember, Billy, your life has only as many pressures as you create.
Don't make me fucking shoot her, man. I mean, I shot so many people today.
Billy, you remember back in Huntsville, huh? On D-Block? You remember when all those guys flushed your head down the toilet, kicked you up some awful? You remember what I did?
Sure, I fucking remember what.
I went out and beat the shit out of every single one of them, man. I kicked their asses, me! And I'm not a violent man! Don't that mean something, Billy? Huh? Don't that mean anything?
This past fucking history, Waddy. This here's the present. And the point is, you fucked me! And I'm sick of people fucking with me!
Come on, man. Tell the truth. You're always fucking yourself. This has got nothing to do with her, man. You just leave her alone. You let her go. I'll get you the money. And you and me, man, we can have it out.
I don't fucking know, man. I've been speeding for the past 2 days. And I'm not thinking very clearly. Stay the fuck back! Okay. Go get that fucking money out the car, and you bring it over here. And maybe I won't blow her fucking brains out. And don't fucking try and shit.
Hey, Billy. I'm gonna show you a little experiment, okay?
No, fuck that!
Now I'm gonna reach into my pocket real slow, like pull out a dollar bill, so don't do anything stupid, all right? You know anything about reflexes, Billy? I know something about them. See, people's reflexes are a lot slower than you might think. Take me, for example. You see this dollar bill in my right hand? I bet if I drop it, my left ain't fast enough to catch it. Well, let's see. You see that? My left hand don't know what my right hand's doing before it does it, and they're my hands, man.
What the fuck are you doing?
Now think about if those reflexes are someone else's. There just ain't enough time to react. Now let's just pretend that my left hand is that finger on your trigger. And my right hand's me. There's a pretty good chance that you can't pull that trigger before I knock you upside the head. Know what I mean? Check it out.
Okay. got you, you motherfucker! Dad!
Hexagram 29, six at the top. When in the extremity of danger, a man loses his right way. He is entangled in his sins and has no means of escape. We had lost our way, but we would find ourselves in Mexico. I would work as an auto mechanic, and Star would appear on a Mexican talk show, and all of the infinite possibilities of a straight new life would spread out before us like an ever-expanding pool of blood. I thought of the people who had died, and I could hear all of their voices screaming in my head, screaming that death is not sweet. I didn't know where we were going. I didn't really know where we had been. But I knew that we were going together. And for just a fleeting moment, I felt that we were free. Really free.
Is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
soon.